God who sits on the globe of earth and he looks at every creature, all the humans, we look in his eyes like insects. That's not because he despises us. He died for us. But he just, that's a glimpse of something that we can relate to. It's even bigger than this. How can God find joy and satisfaction in a relationship with us? Impossible. The only solution for us to be able to have a relationship with him that is meaningful to him is for us to have the same quality of life that he himself has. Without having his life, we can never enter into a relationship with him that means anything. Let me tell you, he misses you when you don't pray. Did you know that? He waits for you to appear and talk to him. Did you know that? He shares his thoughts with you. What do you think all these psalms are about? Are these 150 psalms that we have about David so for us to know all the difficult times that David went through? I don't know David. It's about my Lord. It's about him. Every single word in the book written for us to know who is our Lord. And every person that walked in the shadows of him was just a glimpse of that beautiful person to tell me something about him that it's hard for me to know unless he communicates to me. Why do you read the Bible? You open the Bible every day. I'm scared, so I'm going to read the Bible. And I open a page, and I find a verse, and I say, I found a verse that says, do not be scared. The Lord is talking to me. I have a problem. I want to read the Bible. I'm scared. I want to read the Bible. Is that why we read the Bible? Parents. We have parents in this room. How is it if you every time your child comes to you, he just wants something from you? And they never come to sit with you because they want to spend time with you. Love to see this happen with my two boys. You wait and say, oh, they will grow up. They will understand. I'm going to die before they understand. Go home and spend time with your parents. Spend quality time with them. And think of them more than a cow that you need to milk for whatever you need. Oh. Because we're not dead. Because we're still occupied with our needs. And that's what motivates us. That's all we do. I do what makes me happy. Guess what? Every person around you does the same thing. They are going to hell. What are you doing? We don't do what makes us happy. We are the happiest people in the world. This is why we do what we do. Somebody the Father chose before the foundation of the world. The Son of God died for and carried all their sins. The Holy Spirit lives in and guarantees all the promises forever. The whole world with all its powers can never change our destiny. In every single second of our life, we are carried on the hands of the one that carries the whole universe. And you tell me I need something from somebody and I'm occupied with my needs. And I live like I'm a bigger asking for help from somebody. Why? Because we need that eternal life. I came so they can have life and have abundant life. Abundant life. You live in this world to give people around you what they don't have. Why? Because you're fulfilled. How is that possible? Because we are alive, brothers and sisters. We are alive. The eternal life is a quality of life. Is that quality of life that God himself lives. He wants to give us his life. He wants us to give us his food. He wants to give us his peace. Everything he has, he wants to give it to us, share it with us. So we spoke in the first lecture about the only way to be free is to go a trip 3 days to die and rise again. And we understand in the second lecture that for us to do this, he had to die first. He is the one who actually died. Now we identify with him, and as one with him, we have his own life. And we live in full fellowship because we can understand his thoughts. We can hear his voice and we can see him and follow him. What a beautiful life God called us for. Let's pray.